One thing is for certain in this life. When you get a bunch of corporate CEOs huddled together in shuttered rooms, many of them out-of-state oil men, the public should be on guard. Well, folks, get your guard up. Colorado's 1% has hatched a plan to take away our right to legislate by means of the ballot initiative. The right to the initiative, sometimes called direct democracy, was added to our Constitution in 1910 by an overwhelming vote of the people, 76% for. It gave to us the right to author legislation and to seek fellow citizen approval at the ballot box. The courts have described it as a first right, superior even to the legislature's right to legislate. It was meant as a curb on unresponsive or corrupt government. To many, 2016 looks a lot like 1910, for this too is an age of tycoons and corporate monopoly. The 1% has dubbed their scheme Raise the Bar, and its message is already plastered all over corporate news outlets. After all, if you have tens of millions of dollars in your war chest, you can buy a lot of time and propaganda. The sales pitch is that we, the people, have too much influence over government, that we've been using our powers to write legislation at a madcap rate, and that in so doing we're destroying the sanctity of our state constitution, that in fact the Constitution should be treated as a religious relic, the province of the anointed few. If you feel you have too much power over government and the corporations not enough, then vote for Raise the Bar. But if you think big money rules politics in this state and that your voice goes largely disregarded except on election day, then you must vote against Raise the Bar. Indeed, if you think the Constitution is a religious relic that only the high priests of government should have the right to change, then vote for Raise the Bar. But if you think our Constitution should be a living document that must change with the needs of the people, then you must vote against Raise the Bar. And if you think we, the people, need no direct defense against corrupt government, then vote for Raise the Bar. But if you think corporate money has corrupted the democratic process and that the initiative is an essential defense, then you must vote against Raise the Bar. Please vote against 71. Nothing less than your right to participate directly in government is at stake.